Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. I'm your host. We're also simulcasting on Rumble, Telegram, a few other outlets out there. And we won't be broadcasting on YouTube tonight because of a strike, and we'll cover that later, our second strike. But anyway, I want to begin by wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. I know this is cancel culture PC incorrect, but makes it even more fun to wish everyone Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. You know, to me, Christmas is a time, you know, of reflection, a week of reevaluation to go over any ways of doing things better and planning for the next year. You know, they say, you know, man plans and God is laughs, basically. So we have to be flexible in these times of change due to rapidly unfolding events. Plans will change. Before we get into the monologue, there's a few things I want to cover in the news. The first is censorship, which is exactly why we are not on eSETI Stargate YouTube. You know, we received a second strike on YouTube and one more and we're off the air. Most likely we'll remove ourselves and discontinue with YouTube. Facebook has been shadow banning us for now, you know, we're now in restricted mode, having recently been in Facebook jail redundantly for, you know, mostly due to passing on real facts, real science, not politically profit-driven science that makes the fact checkers and social media look like the morally impaired liars and hypocrites that they are. You know, I find it odd. Google's slogan is "Don't be evil." You know, looks like they're a complete fail concerning that goal. And you know, you wonder what Google China is doing. You know, do they want to do the same thing here? Another one. Did you know that Facebook had to admit in court its independent fact checkers were not dealing with research or facts, just opinions? And did you know the independent fact checker, factchecker.org, that they use is heavily invested in the vaccines? You know, that fits into, you know, conspiracy, fraud, and collusion, and a few other things. So, you know, there's nothing factual or independent about fact checkers. Keeping safe, effective, inexpensive treatments from the people and censoring the real facts, statistics about the crippling side effects and deaths, you know, especially concerning the children, in my opinion, is pretty darn evil. You know, if they want to do business in America, they need to honor the First Amendment. You know, if not, do business elsewhere, like China, you know, or other socialistic or communistic countries where censorship is widely practiced and accepted. You know, taking business elsewhere is exactly what everyone else should be doing. You know, there are new platforms coming up. Our show on BBS has, you know, almost 100 affiliates. It's streamed over 100 countries and provinces. You know, good luck keeping this information off the air. You know, we also have several other platforms adding new ones as we speak. So we've been using code, you know, like gestures and everything to get around the censorship. But now it's impossible to bring out an honest show with impeccable integrity and still be part of their community. You know, one would have to ask, what kind of a community are we talking about? The critically thinking, research impaired, socially engineered, politically profit driven junk science community? You know, so here's what they did not want us to talk about. You know, all the things we've been holding back on. And you can verify this. I tell you what, I receive information and it's from the CD and it's from other places. And when you try to Google or search it, it's not there. It's gone. They have washed it, you know, concerning the effects, you know, of COVID, especially during pregnant women and things like that. It's gone, you know, and it just blows me away. I mean, that's pure evil to me. But anyway, the WHO and the CDC were forced to admit in court, you know, COVID-19 is no worse than any other flu. And Omicron is even milder, you know, more like the common cold, contrary to what the fear mongers and mainstream and social media have been spreading. You know, speaking, you know, of the cold and flu season, where did they go? You know, for that matter, where did all the accident, stroke, cancer, and heart attacks go? You know, were they added to the COVID death statistics? You know, how can you have a pandemic when the PCR tests that determined the pandemic were deemed inaccurate, 80 to 90% false positives? And the hospitals were paid generously to fudge the numbers, you know, tell, you know, this person died of COVID, even though they fell out of a plane or got hit by a truck on a motorcycle or had a massive heart attack, you know, they write COVID, you know, on the death certificate, you know, or they, you know, use ventilators and other things that are just a death sentence, basically. Remdesivir and ventilators, that's a death sentence, basically. So it's sad, you know, but that's basically what's going on. So, you know, the real numbers concerning COVID deaths are way below the fabricated statistics, despite governors filling up rest homes and elderly care centers with COVID-infected people. You know, the false statistics were created to generate fear and make billions selling ineffective gene therapies they misleadingly call vaccines and endorse draconian illegal mandates. You know, has anybody asked the question if this is a bioweapon created in Wuhan, China, as all evidence is pointing, and if the vax has crippling and deadly side effects, why would we be mandating it, especially to our troops? If the virus has a 99.98% plus, you know, recovery rate, you know, and is nothing worse than the flu and the common cold, according to the WHO and the CDC, why are we vaccinating young, healthy soldiers? There's a reason for it, and people won't believe it when you figure it out. But anyway, are the Chinese Communist Party's troops fully vaccinated with the same vaccines? If not, why? Think about that. That's your answer right there. So if we're in an economic war with China, why lock down the country, destroying the economy, small businesses with draconian measures that have proven ineffective? You know, just who are those forcing the mandates working for? You know, I think the answer will be found in tracking down Chinese contributions, you know, as well as contributions from other global elite sources. You know, these sources of funds demand political and business institutions, including school boards, follow their agenda. You know, the lockdowns, the masks, the tax agendas, everything. You know, there's big money. And in order to get that money, they have to enforce these agendas, you know, which is why all the parents are standing up and saying, what the hell is going on, you know? So anyway, they call it Operation Lockstep, you know, the taking down of America. This is a long plan, and it's being orchestrated as we speak. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's based on facts, stating the obvious, and reminding people of the publicly stated goals of the global elite, all of which this fits in perfectly. So search out, you know, the goals of the elite, you know, the global elite, you know, population control. Total dominance, you know, they want a new world order. You know, this is all fits perfectly. So it's actually unfolding. So basically, the most important thing is, why doesn't anyone ask the elephant in the room question with all parties? Do you or have you received any funds from China, the vaccine companies, any affiliates thereof? And do you hold any investments in the vaccine companies? You know, if so, you need to recuse yourself from any further legislation and step down. You know, this will end the pandemic and remove the majority of the present administration, including a lot of Democratic governors. You know, so you just follow the money and you'll find out exactly what this is all about. Now, the mandates have lost in the lower courts, the Fifth Circuit Court, and are now before the Supreme Court. You know, they're unconstitutional and go against the Nuremberg Code and other codes, you know, here and internationally. You know, we can make a long list, and we'll probably put that up some other time in the newsletter, of all the laws and codes that this is breaking, what the mandates are breaking. So if the Supreme Court does not stop the mandates, then they're no longer a valid part of the justice system and might, you know, just find themselves with other politicians and governors operating outside the law, charged with sedition and treason. And that is happening. Charges against Fauci, Gates, and Daszak, and a host of other CEOs of the vaccine companies for crimes against humanity, genocide, have been filed in the international courts. The Nuremberg trials have begun. The uncensored numbers of vaccine deaths are closer to 500,000 in just America alone. And, you know, you can't get these numbers, folks. I mean, it's they are censoring all of this. The real numbers are heavily censored. And you got to go through 50 categories if you do a search on these and get down to the bottom, and all of a sudden it pops up, you know, the real numbers. So the immunity for damages and death caused by the experimental gene therapies they call vaccines granted by the government is null and void if there's willful misconduct. And also, too, the ones that the FDA have approved aren't even out yet. So These are not FDA approved drugs. They're not, the vaccines are not FDA approved, and they're experimental, and they're not even a vaccine. So, do your homework on that one. If they're forcing you to do an experimental gene therapy, they're going against the Nuremberg Code, right there. So they can be held accountable. And another thing too is the businesses that are forcing people to do the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates also can be held liable. They're not immune, just the vaccine companies. So do some research on that. So anyway, this has gone far beyond willful misconduct. According to secured emails, they knew about the crippling side effects and deaths from the very beginning. It's now in the realm of fraud, conspiracy to commit murder, and premeditated murder, basically. It's gone far beyond willful misconduct. We expect shortly their immunity from the damages will be lifted, because willful misconduct is so easy to prove, and there's a mountain of evidence to prove that. So if this is not enough, the COVID-19 pandemic and all the names for the variants were listed years before the event. Do they have a crystal ball, or was this totally pre-planned? The problem is many politicians and judges, as before mentioned, are heavily invested in the vaccine companies. And we'll see who takes a stand for the health, safety, and well-being of the people. And those are the people you need to get behind. The other ones just walk away. They shouldn't be in the positions they're in. So more in the news, according to the research carried out in top universities, triple vaxxed are 4 to 5 times more likely to test positive for Omicron. That's an old movie that they put out. I don't know where they got that name from, but all the other names are again, they have the names of all the variants, everything, years and years, including COVID, before they even happen. So, follow the patents and you'll figure that one out. So anyway, the hospitals are rapidly filling up with, fully vaccinated people testing positive for COVID-19 and the variants, including Omicron. So basic logic, would dictate the vaccines and boosters, were a total fail unless there was another agenda behind the vaccines and, population reduction, maybe. I mean, that was the first goal. All right, studies have also proven the unvaxxed immune systems are 13 times stronger than the vaxxed. The unvaxxed are not the problem, they are the solution and salvation of humanity. And that's why the present administration is going after the unvaxxed. It's not because they're a threat, it's because they're a threat to their agenda. So anybody stating otherwise is the problem. They stand on profit-driven, junk science we call CNN science, willingly or in ignorance, taking measures harmful to the financial, physical health, and well-being of the country. So these people are not in your highest and best good. This has always been the end goal of the global elite and the CCP. And now it's being carried out right in front of our faces. And we need to hold people accountable for carrying this out. So the latest university research has proven masks, due to the lack of oxygen, are creating brain damage and damage to other organs. That explains a lot concerning the behavior of certain leaders. So bacterial pneumonia, which is what killed most of the people during the Spanish flu, was a direct complication from wearing masks. Fauci wrote a paper on this, yet tells people to wear not to wear a mask, and because of the paper he wrote earlier, and then he says you have to wear 5 masks. So, and he has all these flimsy explanations for that, but the bottom line is. He's flip-flop Fauci. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Should have been fired a long time ago. He actually should be in jail. But anyway, the re-inhalation of inhaling of toxins, bacteria and viruses was the cause of the high death tolls, during the Spanish flu. So masks are also creating psychological trauma with the children, basically forcing children to wear a mask is child endangerment in every sense of the word. And so these research impaired, morally impaired, and bought off people on the school boards, that have taken the care money, basically are endangering your children. And that's what the parents are all pissed off about, and rightly so. So anyway, masks offer little or no protection against the virus, which is 0.125 microns. The recommended masks used in hospitals, the NK95, filters out 0.30 microns. So it says on the box, will not protect against, you know, COVID or coronavirus, you know. So it's right on the box, you know. It's like, read the box. Wearing five masks is like believing a chain link fence will stop a fart, you know. So anyway, look at the numbers, 0.125 and versus 30 microns. And if you really want to do your own research on this, go out on a cold, brisk morning and watch the water vapors pass right through the mask, out the sides, rise up, spread out rapidly, and then try it with five masks, same result. So don't work. It don't work. And that isn't the real reason for wearing the mask. There's other agendas there. And there's things in the mask that you don't want to, you know, be breathing in as well. So we can go into that later. But anyway, I received an article that said miscarriages are up 300% in the vaxxed. And when you go on YouTube and search this out, it says, you know, pregnant women all need to get vaxxed because the COVID-19 is what's killing, you know, creating stillborns and creating miscarriages. You know, well, the vax doesn't work. You know, so why would they get the vax anyway? Because it doesn't work. And now, you know, and the officials are denying this is due to the jab and saying it's a virus. Yet Fauci and friends funded and created the virus. You know, everything circles back to them. So any way you look at it, you know, this circles back to them. So scientists with the highest credentials are saying the stillborn babies are a direct result of the jab. And good luck finding that, because, you know, there are some, I think it's Simone Gold or the frontline doctors, there's all these people, and you'll find that information on their sites, but you won't find it in mainstream, and they get scrubbed off of mainstream media. Now, according to government statistics, you know, the VAERS, 173% more children are dying from the vax than COVID. You know, parents, look at that statistic, 173% more children are dying from the vax than COVID. What is that telling you? You know, children, they don't even get COVID. You know, COVID doesn't even affect them. You know, it's asymptomatic if they get it at all. It's like, it's, you know, and so basically, you know, the CDC also is admitting the jab is creating heart disease with just under 2,000 young adults under the age of 30, some say less than 10% being reported, are coming down with myocarditis. You know, the WHO and the CDC still refuse to put a hold on the vaccines and support child vaccination, regardless of the fact there is little or no danger from COVID when it comes to children. You know, this is unprecedented. You know, we have to ask, who owns the CDC and the WHO? Does China or the vaccine companies, do they own the WHO and the CDC? You know, have you connected the dots yet, you know, for the children's sake? You know, what kind of future are we leaving them? Transhuman life, you know, lived inside a computer like Meta, confined to a wheelchair. You know, we really need to get our act together on this one and take care of the children. You know, in Hawaii, they say, you know, get the vax for the ohana, you know, for the family and for the kiki, you know, and the children, you know, and things. And they're using their culture against them and guilt tripping them and things like that. Well, I guarantee you, you know, you're putting your ohana and your kiki in danger, and all the statistics are pointing to that, you know. You know, the bottom line is it doesn't work, you know. So anyway, you know, a lot of people are saying the spike proteins and everything is in the vax. So, you know, do the research on that. Just research what is in the jab. Do your research, get all the information on what is in the jab, and look up, you know, what is in the jab. And they won't tell you it doesn't come in the jab. It doesn't come in the box the jab comes in. You know, those are blank pieces of paper, and they're trying to cover up what's in the jab for 75 years. Why? Because if people knew what was in the jab, they would be charged with genocide. That's why they're trying to cover this up. So they're asking, the vaccine companies are asking CDC and the FDA and everybody to just not talk about what's in the jab. You know, I mean, do you smell something fishy? I go, how can you, this is so ridiculous. I've never seen anything. So, you know, it said a picture is worth 1,000 words. And this Christmas parody pretty much sums up what they don't want you to see. And hopefully, Doug, we can pop up that Christmas parody. But Doug, can we play that video?
It's beginning to look a lot like genocide everywhere you go. Listen to what they said. Your government wants you dead with booster jabs that last forevermore. It's beginning to look a lot like genocide with every jab you take. But the only thing you'll see if you're watching BBC is that the shit's all fake. Boris has said that he'd rather you dead as soon as you possibly can. If you don't comply, he'll give you a fine and drag you away in a van. He'll make sure you won't be spending Christmas with your nan. It's beginning to look a lot like genocide in every hospital. But the nurses dance all day while the doctors count their pay, and there's no one there to take your call. It's beginning to look a lot like genocide. They're jabbing kids in school. But if you're out of luck, Big Pharma doesn't give a fuck, and it's all your fault. Said that he wants you all dead by jabbing the shit in your arm. Roll up your sleeve and we'll make you believe that this shit will do you no harm. We'll keep making booster shots until you buy the farm. It's beginning to look a lot like genocide when you turn on TV. They're dropping down like flies because the government lies. One day we'll see these bastards swing.
So that, folks, is everything they didn't want us to talk about. And, you know, and you have to ask yourself, why are you not seeing this in the mainstream media? Why is this not posted on social media? Why is this all covered up? I mean, these are famous people that are dropping like flies, you know, famous athletes, soccer players, basketball players, you know, baseball players, you know, and now they're trying to get the children. And, you know, that, you know, you're going to see a lot of things happening in children's sports where you're going to see a lot of young people just dropping on the field. And, you know, that's the plan. You know, it's time to wake up, smell the coffee. So, anyway, you know, Christmas, I hate bringing a story like this out, but it really needed to be done. And I'm doing it for the children and for the next generations, you know. You know, I just can't sit back, and nobody should sit back and allow this to happen. You know, so I want to change gears now and go into a different subject here. And it's about reflecting back over the years. And there's a lot of things happening that have happened over the years here at ESETI, and it's happening in the community now, especially the UFO community and the spiritual community and everybody else right now. So I wanted to kind of reflect back on some things and to kind of give us some pointers and some tips on getting through, you know, this big shift that we're going through right now. So, you know, having opened ESETI in 1986, you know, before some of you were born, actually, including years of previous study with yogis, lamas, and elders of most nations, you know, we've seen a lot. You know, we've dealt with the shills, the planned opposition, the controlled narrative, and the good old boys club, you know, that has stunted to closure for 70 years, you know, and now we've got this satanic Luciferian influence that's infiltrating, bringing a lot of money, you know, to change the narrative and keep a controlled narrative. So be aware of that, you know, too, as well. So anyway, Eddie said, we've watched people rise only to fall, go from having a beautiful message and service to others to ego, then spiritual ego, followed by narcissism. You know, we've watched the dark side whittle away at chinks in the armor until they found a way in. You know, we've watched beautiful beings cross over to the dark side due to being manipulated by their own unresolved wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experience. You know, their victim patterns and unrealistic expectations drew them into the division games. So, you know, we've watched many of their followers, you know, follow them down that path, some eventually being turned off altogether of anything beyond the physical. And that's probably by design. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. And there's a multidimensional design going on. So much of this comes from not having a firm foundation or training in how the dark side works, holding true to the basics, universal law, and training in how to sense and heal unseen negative influences is imperative. It's called self-mastery, you know, becoming the observer of self with brutal honesty, and others practicing loving, loving detachment, basically. You know, we can't get caught up in all this stuff going on. So the earth is in process, you know, the planetary liberation, the awakening, healing, or ascension process is well underway. We're going through the hammers, you know, of the forge being pounded into something beautiful and hopefully without breaking, you know. So, you know, it's a challenge, and we chose to come here for these times. So, you know, personally, I've undergone countless years of being publicly slandered, attacked, stabbed in the back by those closest to me. I've watched, you know, unseen negative entities jump into people where they turned into something else entirely. You know, I've also survived several coups. You know, despite all my efforts to heal the situation, bring clarity, shift things back to basics, you know, I failed, you know, basically. You know, logic, reasoning, facts, heartfelt apologies for anything that was done unknowingly did not matter. You know, seeing where things were going and making suggestions to avoid the downward spirals fell on deaf ears, and they just continued on that path, you know. So, you know, it was endless hours of soul searching, taking personal responsibility, forgiving myself for creating the situation and others for participating, helped in my own evolution, but it did not solve the reoccurring problems. You know, what I failed to factor in was free will, the fact that this is a dysfunctional planet, and I was dealing with cellular memory, past lives, wounds, and traumas in this life, and a host of other wrong conclusions from past experiences. You know, the stubbornness of denial and projections, along with the extent of social engineering, you know, were not factored in as well. And that, along with the energies of the land bringing everything up, did not help. And I found myself taking far too much of this personally. You know, I now understand why the ascension has been delayed, and, you know, and the meaning of soon. You know, when they keep saying soon, it's like pushed off, pushed off. So, you know, even the masters underestimated the depth of resistance to the awakening and healing process. And, you know, we make these decisions on these higher levels, and then we incarnate, and then we get down here and we go, oh my God, what have I done? You know, and then you want out of here, and then you just say, okay, I'll just do the best I can, but it's rough. So a lot of us had a real rough year this year, and we're still in the middle of it. So I want to share some things that some of the masters told me that helped me get through this. So, you know, a great master told me the only reason anyone has any power over you is because you want something from them. You know, be it love, acceptance, approval, joy, support, it doesn't matter. You know, this pulls you from your center into their world. You know, he then said something that shocked me. He said, why would someone want acceptance and approval from wretched entities? You know, people well-adjusted to a profoundly sick society. And some other authors have talked about that. So, you know, that was the most empowering thing I've ever heard. You know, his last advice was trust is earned. You know, big lesson on my part. I know a lot of us, you know, automatically trust people, and we've project our values onto them, ignoring the fact that, you know, they have a whole different set of values. And I'm still working on that one. Still, you want to give people the benefit of the doubt, and, you know, it never ceases to amaze me, you know, what some people come up with. So, you know, we always want to see the best in people, but, you know, we have to see where they at, you know, where they're at in their evolutionary process. So I know this sounds condescending, but I'm not being condescending here at all. I'm just saying these are my experiences. So I realized if we could all just step back for a minute, find our true center, the personal God creator, great spirit connection, observe and allow, and, you know, not allow others to pull us from that center, most of our problems just disappear. And I've had times where the higher beings have actually pulled me out of body and way up in the universe. And I look back, and the earth was a pinhead. And they said, this is who you really are, and there's your problems. And when I came back to the earth, my problems were gone. You know, they didn't even matter anymore. Actually, they were kind of funny. But you know, it's luckily I've had a lot of help, you know, and I really appreciate that help and those experiences. You know, also too, if I felt like I wasn't being, you know, getting the love I was looking for, and actually, when you're aware of your other lives and other civilizations, advanced, especially spiritually advanced civilizations, it's really hard down here. And so a lot of people are going through this right now, and they're feeling empty, and they can't find that what they're seeking because it's not on this dimension. It's coming to this dimension, but it's not here. And so we just have to realize, you know, we just got to do the best with what we got. So anyway, practicing loving detachment would allow the true wisdom and the solution to come forward in any given situation. So a Lama once said, you know, all of your, you know, personal problems come from believing you're a person. You know, it's falsely identifying with the body and the personality and interacting with all the other bodies, personalities down here, you know, and instead of then the creator within self, you know, everyone and everything, you know. So we need to realize the creator's within everyone and everything and find that space that's connected with everyone and everything and practice loving detachment, let the other stuff, you know, go away. But anyway, I moved from a position of defending myself to allowing people to establish their own ignorance and character and fall on their own swords. And so, you know, it happened again and again over time, you know, and yet they're gone and we're still here, you know. So one of the biggest hurdles to jump is the need to be right as well. And so, you know, I'm reasoning this, you know, if imagination is real on the level of imagination, who's right? Who is wrong? You know, think about this. You know, is the physical world, is that the only world that we live in? You know, there's at least 11 dimensions out there, according to the scientists. There's actually 13 that I've been to, but you know, anyway, let's give them the 11 dimensions. So, you know, big question is Yoda real? You know, on some level, you know, where did the idea of Yoda originate? And if it is a thought, it exists somewhere in the mental planes. You know, so I've seen beings look rather odd, small beings wearing robes that were very powerful. You know, some exist within the inner earth. You know, it all boils down to beliefs, experiences, and perceptions, you know, as well as reference points, basically. So being Christmas, let's take Santa, you know, from my perspective. You know, from stories told, he's a time traveler, a remote viewer. He can bilocate and be many places at once, and he drops down multiple chimneys at the same time and knows, you know, who's been naughty or nice, you know. These are all qualities of an ascended master, you know. So there are ascended masters out there. So, you know, it's possible. So factor in a replicator, and it's entirely possible. You know, he could have a little, his bag could be a little replicator, and he could reach in there and just pull out whatever he wants, you know. So anyway, so basically, have I experienced Santa? No. You know, but I cannot say Santa does not exist either, you know. So either one, you know, is think if you think about it. So Saint Nicholas, who gave toys to children in the past, seems to be the basis for the story, you know, but where is he today? You know, has he become an ascended master? If so, what is he capable of? You know, the possibilities are endless. So, you know, we need to realize, you know, that a lot of things we think don't exist do exist somewhere else on some other level in some other dimension. You know, everything that ever was on this planet, a lot of the mythological creatures still exist, and some are on the inner earth, and people would freak out if they saw it. So, having seen that myself, I know this is real. But can I explain that to other people? Probably not. You know, so anyway. You know, you choose what is real and possible according to your beliefs and reference points. If someone says UFOs and multidimensional beings do not exist, you know, he or she is right, you know, for his or herself, basically. Some say ETs are evil. Some say angelic. Some say ships are back engineered or they're time travelers. You know, what if all these possibilities exist? You know, they do. You know, what if your brain chooses out of billions of bits of information what you experience? And everything else is fiction. You know, that is your reality. So, you know, there's a lot going on. There's different timelines, different levels, different events going on. And some are different than others. And so there's different timelines, different realities happening, and depends on where you're focusing, you know, or what your reference points or experiences are as to what, you know, you're experiencing. So there's more than one thing unfolding right now. So, you know, it's better to say, you know, I'll believe it, you know, then I will see it. You know, so people go, I'll believe it when I see it. Well, if you don't believe it, you're probably not going to see it, you know, because your brain chooses. So I want to get into sandboxes. You know, we all have our sandboxes. We create our beliefs, you know, defend those beliefs, defend our status in the sandbox. They're very large sandboxes that cover entire nations, other towns, cities, and states. You know, some sandboxes go into other dimensions. In some sandboxes on Earth, the leadership has gone basically batshit crazy, you know, in their tyrannical beliefs and actions. And we're seeing that unfold as we speak, you know, but there's other, you know, states that basically are getting, you know, with the program and are honoring the Constitution and universal law, as well as the Nuremberg codes, you know, so both realities are happening at the same time here. So if you're in one state that has a draconian lockdown and all the other measures, you know, your world is crap, you know, I hate to say it, very challenging, you know. And if you're in one of the other states, a lot of the red states where they do honor, you know, the law and understand what's really going on, you know, you have a lot more freedom and a lot better life, you know. So anyway, again, that's your reference points. That's where you're at. And it's the same in the UFO community and everything else that's unfolding, the spiritual community and the religious community. You know, it's sad because in Hawaii, I was talking to this minister and I went to this Catholic church and there's this beautiful picture. I mean, a carving of Michael out of marble, you know, and I took it, picture of it, and I took a picture of Mary. And the minister was coming out and he'd been praying, you know, in there all day. And so he comes out and I see him and I got this big hit, you know, I should go over there and say hi, you know? So I walked over there and I go, how you doing? He goes, great, great. You know? And I said, hey, I want to show you something. So I popped up this picture on my phone of Mother Mary that we've taken here at the ranch. And he looks at it and he goes, oh my God. He goes, and then his mind kicks in. He goes, well, what is that? And then I go, what do you think it is? And he goes, I don't know. It's fuzzy. You know, what is that? And I go, what's your heart telling you it is? And all of a sudden he goes, I don't know. I don't know. And I said, you know what it is. It's Mary, you know? And he goes, oh my God, I've been praying. I've been praying to Mary all morning like this. And so, you know, it's that synchronicity of guiding and coming together. And I said, well, I go, there's a reason for everything, you know? And then I walked away and that was it. You know, and I'm sure that guy is just, his wheels are turning and turning, you know, and I did tell him, I said, at 5 years old, she saved my life and came to me. And so we have a really good connection. And that was about it. And then I moved on. But you could tell he was just really having trouble assimilating all that. And they have this beautiful statue of Mary there. So I said, what the heck, you know, and I'll go take a picture of it. But anyway, the important thing about these sandboxes is the only thing keeping you from leaving sandboxes that no longer serve you or bring you joy is because of attachment. So we have given away our power to someone that is, you know, in that undesirable sandbox, believing they are the source of our love, our acceptance, our approval, even survival comes into play. And when we give our power away to lovers and leaders and friends and family and every aspect of life, you know, believing we cannot be love, we cannot be joy, we cannot lead ourselves, we cannot provide and protect ourselves, you know, we give our power away. We're out of our center. So, you know, we give our power away to governments and agencies, many of which unfortunately have betrayed that trust and became self-serving. You know, that is the predicament we're now facing today, and they want to make it worse by centralizing all the power and wealth in the hands of a few narcissist eugenicist billionaires, giving them total control over every aspect of our lives, you know, as in other socialist and communistic countries, you know. So anyway, know your history. All the genocidal dictators were socialists or communists. The power and wealth were taken out of the hands of the people, along with their ability to protect themselves And how did that work out in the past? And we're talking millions, if not billions, of lives. So anyway, so I want to go on to the talk about the victim, savior, persecutor merry-go-round that people keep jumping on. We keep jumping on other people's merry-go-rounds. And what happens when you stop? What happens when you go within, meditate? What happens when you remove yourself from all the psychic turbulence and get out in nature? Eventually you find that loving, blissful place within, feeling totally fulfilled. You realize you do not need other people's love, acceptance, approval, or support because you found it all within. You don't need anyone to lead you because you're being led from within. And then when this happens, you look around and realize the external leaders, in most cases, are leading you away from where you need to go and be, leading you down their path for their gain, not yours. And then you have that, oh my God moment. You step out of the matrix of social consciousness and realize how socially engineered and enslaved the masses really are. If you're wise, you change your path. Step out of social consciousness, forgive self, yourself. Forgive yourself and others, for that experience that was created, and start a new path of self-mastery and self-empowerment. Those who take the upward spiral into living a loving, joyous, abundant spiritual life, that's your birthright, in harmony with each other and nature, will be the ones that prevail, in the days to come. So the other world, with all of its fears, dramas, competitions, divisions, is imploding. It's collapsing in on itself. Byron Katie had some amazing insights on this. She said there's three kinds of business: your business, other people's business, and God's business. So imagine how freeing, how much time and energy would be conserved if you did not jump into other people's business. Every time you jump into somebody else's business, you leave your center. You're now in their world, subject to their energies and rules. Gossip is one of the lowest forms of communication, one can engage in. It's like a big leak in your energy body. We need to ask ourselves, how small can we become by constantly dividing ourselves? Are you rising on the backs of others at the expense of others? Or is this a spiritual, free fall from grace? Basically, you're out of your center. You're leaking. You're like a battery, and we're leaking when we do this stuff, or we jump into other people's stuff or on their merry-go-rounds and things like that. So, people will pull you into their dramas using stories of being victimized, harmed, etc. Many saviors also have agendas. If things don't work out as desired, they become the victims. Trust me, I've rescued many a fair damsel only to become part of their, repeat pattern. So, I've learned that one. The previous victim becomes the persecutor, projecting and accusing the savior of doing exactly what the last persecutor in their eyes did. So, if the savior sets boundaries and suggests a little personal responsibility, all hope, all hell breaks loose. So victims play the roles to get emotional, even physical support from others. They actually become the predators, yet still see themselves as victims. And we can see this being played out in these division games, the race card, the gender card, and all these other things. This is all being played out. The victims are now the predators, and they still see themselves as victims, and they're going out victimizing others, and it's just this big endless cycle, and it never ends. Anyway, so to get off the victim, savior, persecutor merry-go-round, one has to take personal responsibility, be brutally honest with themselves as to how and why they stepped on the merry-go-round in the first place, which comes back to other people's business. Staying in your center and not allowing others to drag you into their, dramas, basically. So a good way to avoid this and lose friends is just taking personal responsibility. Problem solved. Now you're back to your center. Your friends will eventually come down to being counted on one hand, but that's part of enlightenment, So a good question to ask yourself is, why is this triggering me, to step out of my center? What is it in me? Imagine what would happen if everyone maintained their center, their own personal God connection, and took personal responsibility, practicing loving detachment. What would happen to all the dramas? They would not be part of your reality because you chose not to engage. Unfortunately, it would continue because everyone is not going to choose that path. So All you can do is choose for yourself, basically. You can't get others or coerce others to make that choice. You know, that'll just drive you crazy. So anyway, God, Creator, Great Spirit's favorite words are as you wish. That's why this is As You Wish Talk Radio, because that's the words I heard after my own near-death experience. So you know, you have no control over other people's business or their creations. You do have control over yours. So, you know, did you fail to heal another, bring peace and love back into a situation, make someone happy? That was never your job or decision. You know, it was their free will to choose one path or the other. You know, this only way out is to forgive yourself, others, gain the wisdom from the experience, let it settle in the soul, and get back to your center. You know, a lot of exacting what you want is to experience a lot of what you don't want. You know, it's called life. And right now, during this planetary liberation, awakening, and healing, you know, life's a mess right now. Don't take it personal. You know, this too shall pass. You know, there's a beautiful saying, I never made a mistake. I've manifested a lot of things and gained a lot of wisdom. The only mistake is not learning from the experience. So put this, you know, last year behind you. You know, now you know what you don't want. Forgive and release the past and put your time and energy into creating what you do want. You know, some have been very successful at creating, you know, what they do want. You know, we can learn from them. You know, love has no time limits, no boundaries, no expectations. Need has all the above. There's a big difference. So we're going to see what we have given our power to, you know, what we are attached to, and how centered we've become in the days to come. You know, the fire's hot, the steel is being forged, and it will turn out beautiful in the end. You will evolve into that beautiful sword to cut away whatever's left that binds you. You know, want to end on answering the question concerning the tensions between many in the field of ufology. You know, everybody's asking me who's right, who's wrong, you know, why are they doing this, why are they doing that, you know. And you know, so basically, you know, I believe that fits into the category of other people's business, which is God's business. So now I'm back to my center, you know, free to carry out my work, free of the need for acceptance and approval of others. I might add, however, there are bigger fish to fry. The divisions are distracting us from the bigger fish. And so anyway, that is the end of my monologue. And I know this has been some pretty heavy information, but you know, basically the one thing I want to stress is that right now, this week is really a good week, because from the 21st to the 7th of January, there is massive energy coming in. And so the higher consciousness and energy, you know, keep an eye on the Schumann resonance, sun flares, things of that nature, they're all connected. And so there's going to be a lot of processing, a lot of shifting, a lot of movement. And it's really good during this, take this time to find your center. You know, make your own personal connection with Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. And don't jump into all these dramas. And you're gonna be surrounded by them. So it's my advice is to, you know, stay out of other people's business. You know, that's God's business right now. And just get on with your business. You know, just be the best you can be at your business. Because all this other stuff, it's gonna be a distraction from getting on with your business, you know. You know, I get pulled into this all the time, and I just say that's not my business. You know, I don't know. I wasn't there. You know, I can't, it's the he said, she said stuff, it's like, who cares? You know, it's like only thing cares is how we all feel about ourselves, you know, our own personal connection with Creator. So anyway, we have a few minutes left. There's some other subjects I can get into, like the real story about Jesus and things like that, but I don't know if we have time for that. We've only got about 6 minutes left. But I'll tell you something. You know, I talked to some fundamentalist people, and they believe Jesus is it, nothing else. There's nothing else going on. He doesn't have any friends. You know, the Creator doesn't have any other sons or helpers or anything. That's it. You know, that's it. I just go, wow. I said, okay, you know, have fun with that. But you know, the future is going to prove something different. You know, we've got a massive flotilla of ships. They're actually here. They've come into our solar system now. I forgot to ask where they're parked. They're probably on the other side of the sun, you know, but a couple of them are making their appearance known, and especially in Arizona. Some already appeared in Arizona and other parts of the country. So you're going to see a couple of very large ships making their presence known, cruising around the planet, saying, "We're here. You're not alone. There are spiritually and technologically advanced beings. They're here to help in this awakening healing process. And a lot of us, they're here to initiate and activate a lot of us that incarnated for this process." You know, so you know, it's like, you know, a lot of us want to go home, but home is coming here. So we just have to be patient. But you know, it's a big event is unfolding, and it goes all the way to the creator. You know, so the creator's not alone in this process, and neither are we. So there are very spiritually and technologically advanced beings. There are ascended masters. There are multidimensional beings that are involved in this healing. And there are dark beings as well that are trying to stop this awakened healing process, but they're being evacuated. I mean, they're being taken out off the planet right now. So we are still dealing with some of the stuff that's been here for a long time, the djinn, you know, kind of demonic type energies and things like that stuck in the lower astral level. Those are still coming in. You know, the Illuminati boys are still doing their ceremonies, trying to usher this stuff in. They won't be successful. And they're still trying to control the grid lines, you know, and the vortexes, and there's going to be so much energy coming in, they can't handle it. So anyway, we all know how this ends, you know, and you know, these planetary awakening healing processes, planetary liberation processes are being done by beings beyond our imagination, and it's well underway. So, you know, those who are not frequency specific to this process are going to have an experience. You know, Babaji said a couple of things when I was meditating. Babaji just said, "God is love, period." You know, it doesn't matter what image you project on it, you know, what name you give it. He said, "God is love." And if we just agree on that, that God is love, everything else will fall away. All these divisions and religions and programs, you know, and you know, all these bearded gods that are throughout all these religions were the ancient ones. They were the Anunnaki, which were actually ancient Lemurians, you know, that were here. And those were the beginnings of those religions, but who created them? And did they have a mother? You know, it's like, where's the feminine god? You know, so anyway, we can go into that. But you know, get a Bible with the Apocrypha. You know, Michael talks a lot about this with the Apocrypha, and all the women are in there as well, you know, and their teachings and about reincarnation, everything, you know. So get beyond the one that they give you in church. There's a lot more to the story, and everything is not encapsulated in the Bible. And a lot of ministers go nuts in the end because they can't capsulize God in a book. It's so much bigger, and it starts making itself known to them when they start doing more prayers and meditations and things like that. And a lot of them go nuts because they just can't contain it. And you can't contain it. It's multidimensional. It's so vast, it's beyond our imagination. I think they just found out that there's something 32 trillion Earth-like planets out there. It, unimaginable. And they're inhabited, and they're waiting for us to figure things out. Not be such a hostile, aggressive race, you know, and stop all of our warring and choose universal law and unity consciousness and come together. And when we come together as a planet, then we're ready to unite with the rest of the universe. And that is coming. And there are other agreements being made and things like that happening. So, you know, it's on its way, but you know, we're either going to be a part of the solution or we're going to be part of the problem. We got to stop the division stuff and work together. You know, we don't need to be right, and we don't need to fight over who's right and who's wrong. And it's not important. There's bigger fish to fry, and the ascension process is more important. And we need to support each other on this journey. So, anyway, that's about all I have to say tonight. You know, have a great Christmas. Enjoy the next few days. They're going to be intense, and you know, do your meditations, you know, focus on love and joy and bliss. You know, like the lamas say, focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. You know, get out in nature Even if it's snowing out there, take a walk. It snow's not going to kill you. Just dress warm and get a hat, but anyway, be kind to each other and be kind to the planet. That's my religion. And yet get out in nature. That's more important than anything. And stop arguing over names and images and titles and this group and that group. It's just not important. There's bigger fish to fry. So anyway, have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy whatever you want to call it. And enjoy the rest of this week because you're going to see some amazing things unfold. Anyway, have a great evening. It's James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we'll be seeing you soon. Good night.
Thank you.